You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Oakland hip-hop artist J. Walt has accomplished a lot for a recent high school graduate. He opened for big-name rap legends Nas and the Wu-Tang Clan. He's been a guest on the national hip-hop radio show Sway in the Morning, and he shared a stage with Common to talk about mental health. It's just the beginning. J. Walt's debut album is called Yours Truly. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with the rising hip-hop star.
What is it like opening for people that you admire and respect in the industry?
Sometimes it doesn't even feel real, you know, just because, you know, I've grown up listening to these artists, you know, so really, you know, getting the opportunity to have conversations with these artists is amazing, you know. It's something I never take for granted. It's real. It's always dope, and it always reminds me that, you know, I'm moving into the right direction.
Who was the first big legendary artist that you opened for or performed with?
The artist that I really like listened to, and like the artist that really changed my life, and when I got the opportunity to open up for them, was Common. Because being able to tell him, like, you know, he was really one of the main reasons why we started getting into this and everything. So yeah, that was dope. You know, that was real cool.
Did he give you any advice?
Yeah, I mean, he was just always, you know, a lot of these people have always told me to always just stay true to myself. And Common was like, you know, I always don't try to fall for the industry, you know, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people try to do that. And he heard some of my music and he was like, yeah, I could tell, you know, you're real positive and you're just a positive young brother. So just stay true to yourself and just keep on going.
And speaking of staying true to yourself, you've rapped about anxiety, having anxiety.
Yeah.
And you're single, Where You Been?
Last year was really my worst year. Anxiety was creeping on me, turning into fear. Was lost in my own thoughts, wasn't seeing it's clear. Started taking over my body, messing with my career. Yeah, I had to get my mental on track.
What were you going through, and what gave you the courage to open up and share?
Man, so probably like 2 years ago, I was coming back from a trip. I was coming back from, I think, from Las Vegas or something. It was like a little family trip. And I just started having, like, I started feeling weird. Like, my body was hurting and my body was weird. My mind was spinning and I really just didn't know what was going on. Just a lot of stuff was going on. And I then, like, probably, like, when I got home, like, the next day, like, I really had, like, my first, like, anxiety attack. I really didn't know what it was. And I went to the doctors, and that was when I was first really diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. Sometimes I would just get anxiety over anything. And it's something that, like, I really couldn't control. It really isolated me, you know. I kind of stopped going out a lot. And really, like, that summer was just a bad time. And I wasn't writing. I wasn't producing. I wasn't, like, doing any music. I was kind of just sitting in with what I was going through. So then just one day, you know, I decided to sit down. I was like, you know what? Like, let me kind of just write about what I was going through and what I'm going through.
See, I beat the impossible. Hopped over my obstacles. Now the kid feel unstoppable. And I be living right. See, my anxiety is the only thing that holds me back. Can't sleep at night because I think I'm having a heart attack. But it's a heartburn. I looked it up on Google search. Looking at my symptoms on the internet just makes it worse. You see, I know it, but I still do it. And I wrote this because I go through it. Coping through my own music. You're not alone and I hope you know this.
Then I wrote a poem about what I was going through. And then I performed that poem at a poetry slam. And just off of that, you know, that poem got a lot of views and a lot of reactions. And a lot of people started DMing me saying how, like, much that poem has helped them. And how they, too, deal with anxiety and just a whole bunch of different stuff. So that really was, like, wow, like, my words aren't just healing myself, but they're healing other people. So then off of that, you know, I was like, okay, like, let me not be afraid to really talk about what I'm going through. So then, you know, I finished that song, what I was writing, and then that song turned into the song Elevate, which is on my album.
Elevate. I'm scared of this feeling. I'm scared of being overly livid. I'm scared of living. I'm scared of my mind's always spinning. It's been a minute since I felt like myself. And medication, I don't know if it'll help. But meditating, finding ways, trying to get over this hill. Trying to be free, my mind stuck in a cell. And I've been praying for bail. Like, dear Lord, I've been stuck in this mental state. Obsessing over my thoughts, they seem to never go away. And lately, I don't feel the same. I've been holding in this pain and I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe I'm the one to blame, it's a shame. But life is too great for me to complain. But lately, I've been feeling like I'm insane. Hoping that it will change, I'm really trying to better myself. Battling my biggest demon, mental health. You ain't by yourself.
I appreciate that you put that out there, especially to a lot of young black men, young men of color.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have outlets and spaces to talk about that and to be vulnerable.
100%.
So,
yeah.
So I really appreciate that you did that. Your album, Yours Truly.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you talk about being authentic. And I wonder, is that where the title came from? Because you're like, this is Yours Truly. This is me.
Yeah, really. I mean, Yours Truly kind of just came about after I kind of sat down and really just listened to, like, all the songs on my album. And I feel like each song is like a different, it shows different aspects of like my life from, you know, dealing with anxiety. And then also like Fade Away, just talking about where I want to go in hip hop and hoping, you know, I last a long time in hip hop. And, you know, Girl of My Dreams, talking about relationships and just a whole bunch of different, you know, I feel like aspects in my life are like, just if you put it all together, it's just Yours Truly, you know?
And every time we in the same presence, it's like, I don't even know what to say. It's crazy. But you know how to say something. Yeah. Mobbing through the city with a fly chick with me. The one to introduce to moms, the one to fly with me.
I know you, I was listening to your album and, you know, you identify as a poet and, of course, a hip-hop artist and an activist. And, yeah. You know, right now there's so much going on in the streets as far as, you know, with the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and so many others, unfortunately, so many other names that we don't even know of. What's going through your mind right now with all this happening?
It's a lot going on in my mind. It's real. I don't know. I've really just been trying to process everything that's going on, especially, you know, just as, you know, a young black man and just living in America, you know, and it keeps on happening. It's every time it happens, it really just takes a piece of me, you know, it really hurts. And it's really just, it's just time for change and it's time for, you know, for something to really happen.
You know, and it is a tough time, but I know you have dreams. And hopes. What are your dreams and hopes?
Man, some dreams and hopes. I just feel like, you know, I definitely have hope in, you know, my generation. Like, my generation has been real active about what's going on, and that's something I really appreciate. I hope that I keep on just staying strong. I hope I keep on putting out a positive message. And I hope to, you know, just remain true to myself and just do what I can to help with what's going on.
When I was 10, I told my folks that I'm gonna change the world with my pen and paper and my voice, and I'm gonna go on tour, rock the stage, rep the bay, and do that shit like every day. Yeah, that's the motto till I make.
That's Oakland rapper Jay Walt speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. Jay Walt's debut album is called Yours Truly.
Then I ain't finna stop. I put in overtime, but damn, I want it all. Yeah, I swear my circle is the future. Like a crystal ball, ain't finna fall. Keep it lyrical in every syllable. That's why it's critical for people to listen, just like a spiritual. I keep it real, that's why they messing with the KIG. Walk into the building, yeah, they notice me, come with the heat. Yeah, feel like Muhammad Ali, cause ain't nobody stopping me. Hopped on the chat with Terrain, I told him that ain't nobody gonna get in our way. And my old lane, we ain't swerving, we in the store and we working. We put in tracks in the higher season, yeah. So when I'm in the booth, y'all should know that I'ma kill all my verses. They ain't really never mess with a kid, now the kid made his, damn. Old squad still lit, damn.